Talk some stupid shit.
We won't.
Podcast only gets heated in between the guys.
No podcast tomorrow.
Turn offs and turn ons, or turn offs to girls.
Dude, you turned me on. I mean, turn off.
First one, Kazi.
Body count. All right, tell me, how many body counts?
I don't think that matters.
Wait, it depends. Really? It doesn't matter?
Yeah, that does matter. It does matter.
I think but it does matter.
It depends, though. Are you dating
okay,
or you
dating? Yeah, dating or fucking?
I just talk dating first.
No, okay, I'm dating. But
okay, okay,
I don't
okay.
care how many.
But no, so, Kazi, you go first.
We're going to talk about dating. Okay, right. Dating, I would say it has to be at least less than, like, two, bro. Less
yeah.
than two, for
yeah.
sure.
I agree.
Because, I mean, and sometimes I have girlfriends or boyfriends.
Yeah,
they have three.
You, Chris? I say like 2-3 also. Cause like, yeah. But the thing is like, they're most likely gonna be relationships I would prefer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me?
Like the first one's always gonna be like,
yeah. Hello, we're taking turns, bro.
Oh, we're taking turns.
Me, I'm in a relationship. So me and my girl, we were virgins. So I say virgin or nothing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's fair. Virgin or nothing. Later on, like you can't top that. Like, you know?
That's true.
No, I'm marrying this girl. You.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I feel like, I don't know. Wait,
right? Your girl
if you're
a virgin,
25,
yeah, she's a virgin, bro.
If
but I feel like most girls always have that one night stand, like, just to get it over with.
Yeah, I know.
And then they're always going to have that one lover.
Yeah.
You know? One so, if anything...
Fucking... I say 3 or less.
Yeah, 3 fucking. Or less.
But do you think...
Let's get Amy. Let's
okay,
get Amy.
No, they're probably going to have that kind of relationship and then that first love.
So, what?
If there's anything other than that...
2-3?
And, like, yeah. 3 is the most.
Okay.
I agree, like, 3... But, like, I feel like it has to be, like, people that they were in a relationship with.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, for sure.
Like,
for sure.
I wouldn't want them to be, like, just make a text or be like, hey, like, you know.
Because
like,
if they were dating,
oh, no.
It's fair. It's fair game.
Because yeah. It's like, if your relationship is intimate,
it's
like,
fair,
there's
yeah.
no way around it. Like,
yeah,
it's intimate.
For sure.
It's gonna
so
happen.
If you're just fucking because like you're bored, like nah, like you
yeah,
know?
You a hoe. You
yeah,
a little raggedy ass dog. Right?
Alright, but what about a one-night stand, though? One-night stand.
I mean, I've had one night
stands. One night stands, it doesn't matter.
Wait, what are you asking? Like, will we have one? Or, like, what if they have one? Like, I'm
if they have one, no. But if we have one, yes.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it's
that'd
like,
be hypocritical, though.
Yeah. It will be.
It
yeah.
is low-key hypocritical,
it
not gonna lie. It is pretty hypocritical when it comes to the...
Because on the girls, bro, I feel like they're supposed to preserve themselves, bro.
Yeah,
but that's how we view them like that.
But most girls does.
And
dude,
for us, yeah. We just want to fuck whoever
bro,
we see.
Look, like,
okay,
say,
now,
say,
no, don't...
Say,
okay,
no,
like,
no.
But if there's a girl that had, like, 5 bodies, we'll be like, oh, she's a hoe.
Yeah.
But, like,
I still fuck
her. But
is one
had, say, Kazi had 5 bodies, like, oh, that nigga's a beast.
Yeah, we're gonna serve it.
That nigga, bro.
Like, but it's like a second tier, you know? You want to get to 10, then you want to get to 15.
Yeah. It's like achievement.
It's kind of like, I feel like it's unfair, but like it is what it is.
It's because I feel like that's how the gender role is supposed to be now. Like the males.
I don't know about supposed to, but it is
and
how
then,
it is.
No,
like,
that's
like,
not,
and like,
right.
If they get the girls, like then the niggas are winning. Like it's a key, you know? Like it won't keep this off type shit, you know what I'm saying?
No, yeah. I feel
that's
like that's how men
shape
that gender mean. Roles. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think it should be that way, but it is how it is right now. Yeah. Why are you watching TikToks while we're talking about it? Yeah.
I'm not. I'm reading my homeboy's post.
Oh, I thought you were watching TikTok.
On why
that was a long-ass post. I can see
why
that.
You're
it's Carlos on why he stopped drinking. I respect you.
Carlos?
Okay.
Yeah.
Diaz?
Yeah, bro.
Oh,
I remember when I went to Harmony. He was my only friend there.
You went to Harmony, Chris?
For like 3 days.
For like three days.
Shut the fuck up.
He was
yeah,
the guy
you
I talked to.
Remember?
I didn't even know you went to Harmony.
I was about to go to
it was like for 1 week, and
yeah,
he was the only guy I talked to.
And then,
yeah.
That's the one I went to Watkins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the only guy I talked to.
It would be like only like 30 people per grade. Fuck that,
bro. It was the boringest school.
Wait, you went to Harmony too?
Nah, like, I would always get like invites. Like, I think everybody does. Like, it would be like, it's fully paid, you know, just come and shit.
It sucked. Like, lunch, we didn't even get to talk.
Yeah.
Why? What you mean?
Yeah, why?
At lunch, it made us like be quiet, like, as if we were in class. And
that's
I remember
crazy.
And the thing that sucked about, you know how like let's say in normal public school, you each class got different people, so like you, I guess you got like new people to meet, new people to like I don't know, be friends with.
Uh-huh.
And there no, it's like same people every day, every year.
Damn, that
kind of
sucks.
It did suck.
And did they have any pretty girls? No, right?
They actually did my
suggestive
class. But 2 girls I had in my class right now, if you look at my Instagram, they're fine as fuck.
Wait, they're in Instagram?
Yeah.
Who are they?
I'll show you later, but I don't want to say the name.
Yeah.
Because, like, I doubt they don't even follow me on Instagram, but still.
They went?
I forgot that
one went to Bridgeley and one went to.
Brianna?
I don't know where.
Brianna? Is that one of them or no?
Not in my class, but.
Oh.
I said no names, fucker.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
Wait, what did Joe said he's there? Hey,
he went home?
Joseph out.
Wait, what did he say?
Hey, if you drop Joseph out, can you grab my charger?
And slide into
the
garage.
Get his charger so you don't forget.
Yeah.
Upstairs. But what were we talking about?
Not talking about
Harmony, right? The school? Yeah, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it was boring, bro. I mean, there were some cute girls there, but I think it's like they all, you know, they all moved.
Damn, bro. Yeah.
What else?
When she dyed her hair.
Bro. Wait, what? What else is a turn off?
A turn off is going out at night.
Wait, let's get the obvious out. Cigarettes. That's the obvious.
Well, cigarettes? Oh, for sure. Cigarettes.
That's the obvious.
Oh, that is... I feel like cigarettes is a no. Yeah. But I feel like I wouldn't mind if she smokes it, like, you know?
What do you mean?
Like I don't want her to be like smoking that shit every day, but like, you know, if she wants to smoke it, then
for me it's smoking
like a social smoker?
Smoking?
Yeah, like if she is like
not cigarettes.
Like drinking.
No,
weed. Smoking weed, I'd be okay.
I'll be more fine with weed though.
No, oh, yeah, smoking yeah, weed sure. is a turnoff, bro.
For
if
real?
If she's like a bum, like, you know, smoking weed like on the regular, bro, that's like that's not attractive to me.
People that smoke weed, there's like people that smoke weed, like they'll smoke a lot, but they have their shit like dealt with. And there's like the people that smoke weed, like, because they're bum ass niggas.
Yeah, well, both ways, I still find it like unattractive.
I mean, for me, it's okay. If they do it with like friends, just have a little fun, that's fine.
Like I mean, if they do it now and then,
yeah, that one cool. Now and then.
But if, you know, they smoke it like on the regular,
like Kazi, wake and bake, that's unattractive.
Wake and bake.
Like Kazi's like horniness to smoke.
If you're a girl, I wouldn't fuck you, bro.
Yeah, I would fuck you,
but I wouldn't date you.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, okay. I mean,
like, you know what's her name on?
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
You know, like, what's her name on Twitter? You know who she is. Y'all know who she is.
I don't know.
Come on.
Is it someone that we know?
Which one?
Wait, spell it out. Oh. Wait, nobody's gonna.
Wait, it's in her school?
I don't follow her, so I didn't know.
We can't, because what if we post these one day?
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell me.
B?
Tell me.
Wait, tell me.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I don't follow her, so
she does a lot in her private. She'll show it off.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Cool. She's bad as fuck. But, like, one reason I wouldn't, you know.
Who?
Is.
I don't know her, like.
One reason I wouldn't fuck with her like that is because she does that. And also because, like, she be putting, like, her life on blast. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
You know, on Twitter, she be, like,
on Twitter, maybe.
On Twitter, she be, like, you know, saying some wild shit. So I'm like, nah, I wouldn't.
Not
I mean, maybe I would. I don't know.
Maybe, I'm okay, she's bad as fuck. So, yeah, I would.
Yeah, I probably would date her, honestly.
But if she was some other
shit. She seems loyal.
Yeah, because she seems loyal as hell.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? She seems loyal as fuck. So, I say I would give
but
it a
shot.
But
what did you want to smoke with your girl, bro? Like,
Once in a while.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Follow her?
Bro, you know what's
the thing? No, don't follow her.
Like, when, like, girls...
You gotta grow,
like,
bro. You gotta grow.
When girls put other girls down.
Yeah.
Like, when they think they're better than, like, other girls. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Like,
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, what do you say?
When a girl puts another girl down.
Girls guys.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. But, I mean, guys do it as a joke.
Yeah.
We just fuck around.
Yeah.
It's not serious. Like with Josh when he posts on Twitter.
Yeah, like, I'll fuck around with him. Like, people might take it serious, but, like, we know we're joking.
Nah, we're just fucking with him.
Yeah.
That's just funny, though.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I mean,
bro, I got so many follows just from, like, fucking with him on Twitter.
Yeah.
For real? I get no follows.
Like, the old soccer manager. She followed me just because I was fucking around with Josh, I think.
Oh, damn. Wait, wasn't she like... Never mind.
Wait, what's her name?
I can't... I'm obviously not going to say it.
God damn, okay, bro. It's like I love Ronaldo.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I think, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think. I don't know.
Oh, she could get it.
Who?
I'm not going to... Bro,
not going to lie, bro.
Wearing that fire-ass Astro jacket.
Bro, she can get it, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That's true.
Cross country.
Yeah. Sure.
Bro, you
gave
me too many details.
Shut the fuck up, Lalo. Exposing us, bro. Yeah, but she can get it, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She liked my tweet a few days ago. And
I mean,
like,
should I? No, wait. No.
Nah.
Yeah.
She's out of town right now for her university.
College.
Yeah, we know she getting.
Yeah.
Based on her, I have her spam.
Hey, but who cares? Just to, you know.
For real, dude, just to, like, fuck.
Just to wet the bed a little.
Like, you're a fucking guy, it don't matter.
Yeah.
Like, that's the gender norms, I guess.
We'll see. I mean, the night's still young.
Yeah, dude already hit up one.
I hit up one. Let's see what happens next.
What else, bro?
Chill.
What else is there? What's the word?
When they got a okay, dick. What about hair on the arms?
I don't mind.
Do y'all care?
Hair on the arms? Like right here?
I don't mind. I don't care.
But like armpits and that shit? No.
Okay, not armpits, but arms, vegans, legs. Vegans, okay.
Oh, wait, no. Legs is not okay because they're supposed to shave that every day. Okay,
bro. Nah, that's but like, okay. Look. Like, say they're like wearing jeans all the time. And they get like, she comes over and she got hair. I'm not going to fucking trip. I'm not the type to make her feel uncomfortable, too.
What you mean, though, bro?
I
mean, you wouldn't call it out.
Say your girl came over and she had hair on her legs. You would have been like, oh, hell no, like, go fucking shave.
Yeah, bro.
You're a dick, bro.
You're a dick, bro.
You're like, okay, how much hair are we talking about here?
Obviously not my kind of
no,
hair.
No. Yeah, if we're saying like, guys. Like it's little stibs, you know.
Which one is stibs?
Like this. Like you can barely see it.
I mean.
Like you can tell she shaved like maybe a week ago.
Like if you were to rub, like maybe you can't say that way, but if you were to rub it, you feel
that's
a little
too much.
Bit.
That's too much.
Dang.
Wait, are we talking about the arms?
What are you talking about, Justin?
Legs.
I'm talking about legs, bro. Legs are always, if you're a girl, legs are always supposed to be shaved. And that's coming from people that, from girls that I've heard. Girls that have told me, like, yeah, like, girls. You gotta shave that every like 2-3 days in the shower.
Like you got in bed and like y'all start rubbing against each other and like you feel like because like when the hair is short, it scratches you.
But you know, after like 3-4 days, they grow like little stubs and they're kind of prickly. That's fine, you know.
I don't think I'll trip.
But if it gets longer than that, I'm like, come on, bro. Like,
If this shit looks like my leg hair, fuck no. That's a no. That's a no.
I don't mind like arm hair though.
I don't mind arm hair.
Yeah, actually. Arm hair does because that's natural. No, I'm not gonna tell no girl to shave her arm hair. The fuck.
What else? No mustache. You Indian bitches.
Middle school, bro. You saw a bunch of.
Let's not talk physical. Let's talk like what's the word?
Emotional, like spiritual.
No, I mean like decision making stuff, shit. You know.
What you mean?
Like okay. You know how you said like how girls put on other girls.
Shit like that.
You know?
Okay.
Personality wise, if she's stupid,
I'm sorry.
That's true.
Yeah, she can't be stupid.
She has to be kind of smart at least.
Yeah, bro.
Like, bro, when they're school smart, I don't know why, but, like, that, like, makes them,
school
like...
School smart,
You're, like...
Anytime smart.
When you're passionate about something.
Passionate, yeah, that's
right. That, like, makes them, like... That's not a turn-off, but, like, that's a turn-on, I guess.
That's a turn-on, yeah. What else?
Y'all want to say turn-offs or turn-offs or both?
My mom. Hold on.
Yeah,
part two, because my mommy called me.
Mommy was on the phone.
What were we saying?
Talking about girls, passionate about shit.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool.
Then I was like,
turn off. Okay, I'm gonna ask y'all. Hair on the cooch?
Hair on the cooch.
If it's trimmed.
Hair don't grow on a busy street. You know, grass don't grow on a busy street. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Like, if it's hairy, bro, like, you know, I don't give a fuck, nigga.
Okay, but it depends what type of hair.
It depends what you're doing, I guess, too.
Yeah.
I mean, but, like, I don't want that shit, like, you know, like hella bushy at the same time.
Yeah, I don't want that.
But like, if it's bushy, like I'm gonna have to say shit. You know?
Yeah, I probably still won't say shit.
Yeah, but like maybe after that, like, hey, but like, here's my shaver. You know what I'm saying?
But also the
hey, let me just.
Hey, boy, let me shave.
But also, she's like, go down on me. You pull out. Hold up, wait up.
Yeah, they look like jam shit.
Fuck my Clippers.
Clippers jam.
I mean, you know, like there's some times where like. You go, like, you know, you go over and, like, you know, she's not expecting it. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know.
That's fair.
You know, that's...
But she just, like, fair. Doesn't take care of herself just because she doesn't care. That's
wait, that's how do y'all keep y'all thing, like, trim?
I keep
like,
it trimmed all the time.
Trim.
Like, every week or two,
bro,
I trim it.
When I was, like, in middle school, I would shave that bitch, bro. That shit
for
was
real?
Itchy as
fuck. I did it once in my life, and it was itchy as fuck.
I've done it once in my life, but it wasn't itchy like that.
It was itchy as shit.
I remember I did my balls, bro. Like, I was, like... Strikes off bitch.
Bro, I already told me you had to switch it like a pizza.
Bro,
okay. Well, it's easy as fuck, I'm not gonna lie.
Cause now I switched to that one blade razor, like that the ones Barber used. Mm-hmm. Like to like bro, that shit like way better.
Oh wait, the mechanical ones?
It's literally like just like it's like an X-Acto blade.
Oh, a blade.
Bro, that's too
strong,
bro.
That's
too
strong.
Like,
trust
me. Like, it's like
I feel like I'm gonna slice my shit and that my nuts
bro.
Gonna fall
dead
out.
Dead ass?
Yeah, like, bro, it's like way better.
I use those yellow ones.
I used to get like, I used to break out because of the fucking, I don't know if it was a little shit on top, like that little gel they would do.
Yeah.
Like, that shit makes me break out, so it was just raw now. It's like, I just warm up my face and I just go fast.
When I do, you know those yellow ones? The disposal ones, the yellow ones?
Yeah.
I use that, but I never had no problems with it. Only one time I got a little irritated, but that's just because I fucked up. I went too fast.
Like, because my neck would get hella irritated.
I'm talking about my dick.
Yeah, my neck. My neck gets irritated.
Nah, for now, I use a machine, bro.
But the thing is about you, Kazi, I remember you told me, you don't use the balm. You have to use balm.
I did start using the balm after you said that.
And how's it feel now?
I mean, it's still like,
For real? Because for me, I never got irritated.
It feels irritated. A lot better, but I mean, it's still like...
For me, I never got irritated on the face when I shave because I use the balm, but that's just me.
Right now, half my tubes, trimmed, the other half are grown. My shit died.
Bro,
I got a landing strip.
Hey, my shit died.
Be honest. Be honest, do you act like a barber? Do you try to give yourself a fade?
Yeah, I've been doing.
Bro, I go with the high.
Not play too damn much, bro. I'm just trying to get my shit.
You doing your job and get out?
Yeah, no, sorry, I'm doing my job and get out.
I start high and I start shave, a little lower and I go a little lower.
No, bro,
I
just go.
Do y'all shave while y'all hard or not?
Do what?
What?
Like, do y'all shave? Like, y'all prefer shaving while you're hard, like your boss and shit? Like,
oh no,
it's gotta be. It's gotta be like long. I don't know how to explain.
Not cause like when it's squishy. Hard, like the hair that's like. In the connection right here, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, low key. Are we talking about a good point?
You talking about like the staff bar or the balls?
Yeah, cause like
we're talking about where like right here where your like balls
and your dick combined.
Your balls and thing meet right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro. Okay, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
That shit's hard if you're soft, bro.
I just move it.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense to be hard because like it's easier to cut.
Because if you're hard, bro, that your skin's like your shit grows. You know
but your balls, saying? Your balls have to be loose. You can't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, your balls have to be
You cannot
you know, when
be
it's cold. When it's cold,
no. You can't do it like that. If it's cold, you just gotta wait till it gets warm, bro.
Nah, you just gotta hit
water. Yeah.
You know?
Alright, girls might be listening to this. Should we keep talking about this shit?
Yeah, it's fine, you know?
They gotta learn. Know. Hey, so girl viewers.
Yo, girl viewers.
Girl viewers.
Suck my dick.
No.
Oh, my God.
Bro.
Only if you're under over 18.
I mean... If you're single,
have y'all seen those TikToks that are like?
Here's my Instagram, CHEMEJ.
What the?
No one's gonna fucking follow you, bitch.
That's true.
Yeah, nobody's gonna remember that shit.
Anyway,
you're right.
like when it's like white nails, messy bun, shit like that.
You're talking about Visco girl?
Yeah, like dude,
white girls?
Yeah.
I love white girls, bro. I love white girls.
Oh, we know.
I'm talking about like
every single time we hang out, he's like, let's go.
White girls. Also, white girls like mature the most, like their face wise.
Do they get older quicker?
Like black don't crack. Like some Latinos crack hella quick, you know. But like there's soldiers that don't.
No, but I mean, I feel like there's some white people that turn into MILFs, bro.
That's
and
true.
They're bad as hell.
Like, I mean, work, bro, I be seeing them. I'm like, shit.
Bro, like, you gotta go to the Woodlands, bro. I've been telling y'all for months
now. This man works at a grocery store. He sees all the MILFs.
I see all the fucking MILFs, bro.
Hey, well, who do you see more? Hispanic, Asian, white?
Like, wait, who?
MILFs.
Who are the baddest?
Which MILFs are the baddest?
Or who you see more frequent? Say both, actually.
So, I'm gonna say MILFs, baddest are white. Then Asian.
Most frequent?
Most frequently.
For real? Asians?
White.
Asians?
Most frequently would be white.
Asians?
Asians, when they're males, they're fucking bad.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. But,
like,
you know, like,
it's
our.
There and there, like, you know?
You know, like the girl that did Josh wrong, bro, with no makeup, bro, she looked like a fucking 40 year old.
Wait, the one that starts with a J and ends with a Y?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a picture of her, bro.
What kind of
looks
picture?
Looks like Fort next to Oscar.
Oh, I thought you were like...
She looks like she's
bro,
fucking...
She's not all that.
She's not all that. Just, you know, horny ass motherfuckers like Josh. No offense, Josh.
Man, we already did.
We love you. Good thing you got home safe.
Oh, shit. We drank...
He said he went...
It was just me and Kazi.
Yeah, literally.
Well,
after
Charles,
too,
You know the girl that she be hanging out with? The one that starts with the L?
Yeah, she bad, bro.
Did I tell you what happened?
Bro, no, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
What? It was weird. I didn't understand it.
Tell him.
No, because
basically,
Josh could probably get you.
I want to say the name.
All right.
I think I told him anyways. I did tell him. Like, basically, like, I was drunk. I just hit up this girl, right? I didn't even do it. Like, I just woke up to it.
Yeah.
And then, what's it called? She replied and then like...
She gave you your number.
She gave me her snap, basically. I asked for a snap.
She
gave me... Ooh, J or L?
L.
And then, what's it called? She,
He's gonna
she gave me her snap, basically. We snapped a couple times. Remember that night we went to downtown? Like a few, like maybe three or four. And then she, the next day was like New Year's Eve. She didn't reply for like a couple of days. I mean, not days, like hours. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe she's not interested, whatever. But then eventually she's like, hey, I'm not on Snapchat much. Here's my number. I didn't ask for her number. She just gave me her number. So that made me think, oh, maybe she is interested. Maybe she is interested in something.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, like, if a girl's not interested, it would be, oh, I'm sorry, I don't really use Snapchat. That's just an excuse.
Yeah, like, that means she's interested.
Wait, pay attention.
I'm not done yet. So she gave me her number. I texted her, like, 3-4 times max. And just never replied again after that. And we didn't even get to have a conversation. I just basically like, hey, how are you doing? What are you doing for New Year's? And that's it. Cut off there, pretty much.
Okay, look.
So I'm confused, like, was she just playing around, or...
No, bro.
What?
When girls ghost you, what goes through your head?
In my head, I was like, oh, she's not interested.
Yeah, she's not interested, like, no matter what, like, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, but I just find it weird, like, why is she giving me her number in the first place? Cause I didn't ask for her number.
No matter what, you can say she led you on.
Maybe. Yeah.
Guess nah, what she did.
Yeah, I guess.
No, it's because, you know, the other one always influences her. Like,
but the thing is, her friend, I feel like she was pushing for it. Because I didn't mention this when I DM'd her, right? Remember we went to paintballing, right?
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, she texted back?
Uh-huh.
Like, a couple minutes later, her friend sent me her snap.
JY?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because remember when
I feel like she was trying to influence it. She wanted it to happen, maybe. But her friend maybe wasn't into it.
Because when JY... When my friend...
Let's do something else. That's a little too easy. Let's say Christmas tree. I don't know.
Christmas tree? Why?
There's a Christmas tree right there, bro.
Just say rice. As racist as...
rice.
Even easier, bro.
Okay.
There's like five rices in our school.
Okay. Chill.
It's a Don Julio.
Rice and tamales.
No. No.
Just say pizza.
Let's just say middle. Because she looks middle-aged.
Alright.
This nigga hates her, bro.
I hate that bitch. Wait, that you just revealed that bitch. They're gonna know who the fuck I hate the most.
They don't know.
Everyone knows who I hate the most.
No one knows.
Hey.
Alright, whatever.
Well, I'm gonna say his name because you know.
Who?
When your name, but the bigger one.
Okay.
When he tried to hit L up through middle age, she was like, nah, like, you know, like she's my girlfriend.
Mm. Bro, I'll find the picture, bro.
I feel like middle-aged is low-key, like, just jealous. Like, oh, she don't look 40, bro.
Tell me she don't look like she's 40 years old. Bro, tell me like she don't look like a doctor, bro.
That bitch look like Pennywise.
Let me see.
Hell no.
Oh,
bro, right? And she would dress like that at least 2 times a week.
Like, they're casual, they hell not big.
But,
like,
yeah, but... Right, she looks 40.
But I want to take that picture seriously though, because like we all have those bad pictures, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
We all got those pictures where we look like shit. Let's
no, bro, but that looks.
Yeah, like the one on the fucking podcast.
What? That's looks. The only picture I have of us. That's the only picture I have.
Yeah, but we don't look 40. That's what I'm saying. She looks 40.
Wasn't there a turn off?
When they look old and young.
like
her, I feel like she wants everyone to herself. Like what she did with me and Danny.
Yeah, that was
like,
fucked up, bro.
Like she made rumors, like she tried to get us a
damn fight. Nigga, just fucking at her already.
You at her, you just exposed yourself.
For real.
No, I'll sum it up. When she's got a bad attitude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When she's a piece of shit, fuck you, bitch. You ugly as hell.
Oh, the girls that feel obligated for everything. Like they feel like they deserve
it. You owe them something.
Yeah, we owe them something. Yeah, exactly.
Like, what's the scenario? Like, what should we
do? They expect you to, like, give them everything, you know? I don't know how to explain this exactly, but, like, fuck.
Listen up.
Right.
No, but it's part of the game, bro.
No, that's different for me because
she's... Like, bro, like, whatever
mine was
no, you're in a different situation because she grew up that way.
Yeah, bro, she grew up that way.
I'm talking like a person that expects...
Like, you're taking her out to, like, what we do as...
No, but I don't want to change that, though.
He can change it, though.
No, you can't change that, bro. There's no way around you can change that.
She grew up that way.
She wasn't brought into that. She grew up in that.
No, but that's a good way for her parents to bring her up like that. You know what I mean? Like, no bum-ass dude is going to do this.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
That's fair.
So what I'm doing... she's learning, like, no bum-ass man is going to do that. You know, so if he wants you, he's going to do what your father did.
Because, look, like,
but you also know that no bum-ass nigga is going to fuck her.
No, I'm talking like those girls. That's what I'm saying, I'm talking those girls that want to grow up to be, like, housewives. Like, they don't do shit for you. But they expect everything from you. I'm talking
about Okay, well, mine isn't like that because she's.
No, she wants exactly. I'm not talking about your girl. I'm talking like
a girl. She tries to school and shit like that. Like,
for example, they don't want to grow up to work. They don't want to do shit.
Like, they're provide hoping on getting on someone that's got money.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't have to be money exactly, though.
You mean a gold digger?
Huh?
Just like a gold digger?
Yeah, but it doesn't always have to be money. It could be anything else. Like,
when they want a sugar daddy or whatever.
I mean, that's just like.
Nah,
you know,
I'm talking
like,
about. Like, they expect the guys to treat them like as if they're a fucking queen, which is like, I mean,
it's understandable.
It's understandable, but then again, they don't treat them the same. Maybe
I feel like they gotta like earn it.
No, it's not even that. Like, I feel like guys, like, regardless, have to treat girls like we're.
Yeah, but they gotta get the same treatment back, you know.
Yeah.
In a way.
Like, I feel like treat people how you want to be treated. Like
when I go home, I better expect a meal.
That's fair, but that's only if you're fucking working all day.
That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but
that's fair.
My dad's the only one that works.
Yeah.
So like, when he gets home and there's no food ready or the house is dirty, he gets pissed, like, you know.
Which is
like,
fair, because he's tired. He doesn't want to come home to, like, do more shit.
He's like, bro, like, I'm coming home, like, I want to fucking clean house out of you.
Does your mom work?
Like, my mom doesn't work, like, she just cleans and shit like that.
Then that's fair.
And then, so he'll be like, you know, like, all of this shit is like because I bust my ass, you know. Right. Like, it's like,
but that's the reason why I tried learning how to cook and do my own shit, because like I don't want to like depend on a girl, you know.
Yeah.
When I come home.
Me too, like, bro, I don't depend on no one, not even my parents, bro.
But honestly, cooking's fun. Have you tried cooking?
Yeah, like, I mean, I cook all my meals right now.
Yeah, me too. I've been cooking.
Like, even if they come out nasty as fuck, bro, I'll be like, ooh. Like,
it's healthy though. It's healthy.
Like, the macros,
but when you make it yourself,
the
like,
macros.
Oh,
damn.
Like, just pure, no fat, my nigga. Like,
bro, it be showing though. After your workout, you take off your shirt before the sauna. It be showing. That chicken rice. You still drinking that shit?
Yeah.
Boy, you take forever, bro.
What else is a turn off?
Should we move on?
Apple juice, by the way.
What?
Oh yeah, yeah. We're drinking that pink lemonade.
You know what I want to get into? Like, this off topic.
I'll go ahead.
Cigars.
Okay.
Wait, like, did you ever try one?
I've tried one.
Oh, like, bro.
Like, dad had a beer when he wanted to.
I was just
like,
thinking, this man.
But I just found out
you're doing a cigar right now.
You just like suck it in your, you just leave it in your mouth and you just blow it out.
Yeah, like it,
I didn't know that. I thought it was like a cigarette you inhale it or something.
Like, where he stopped drinking and like, for him it was cigars.
Yeah.
But he was like, fuck him, like, cause he only liked the expensive shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'd rather just fucking drink them. Like,
cigars are expensive too.
Yeah. And then he was like, to maintain them, like, they're like humidifier or some weird shit like that. And I'm like, damn. But it's like something like I would like want to get into.
I would totally be down to do one.
Well, like, I mean, I'd be like smoking on like certain occasions. Like, I wouldn't want to. Like, it's not like drinking where I just want to, like, I'll just go out and drink.
It's like vacation.
Yeah, vacation. Fucking New Year smoking.
Yeah, my
fucking,
mom, dad's the same way.
But I don't think I could do a whole cigar because that shit's like huge. That shit. I feel like that shit.
No, but like, I feel like with cigar, I don't know. Like, you just. Like, it's like with, I feel like cigars and weed, like, so can go hand in hand.
But I never tried it, so I don't know.
Like, cigars, like, dude, just sit down and, like, just smoke it.
One day we'll do one.
Yeah, I'll be
one
down.
Day, I'll be down, yeah.
Bro, we should go Mexico, bro.
But get an expensive one, like a good one.
Yeah.
Because they can last, like, a minute, I'm pretty sure.
Like, I'm not trying to sound like fucking,
Let me.
What's that word called? Like, not humble, like, the opposite of humble.
God.
Like, full of yourself.
Yeah.
But say, like, with alcohol, like, I don't like drinking cheap shit.
For real.
I mean, I don't really
like,
know what cheap shit
beer,
is.
Even with beer, like, I don't like drinking Bud Light, Corona, and shit like that.
I've never tried Corona.
Like, I like drinking, like, shit like Victoria, where it's gonna cost you, like, six of them are gonna cost like, $12.
They're more expensive?
Where, like, six fucking Bud Lights are cost like, $5, you know?
I don't know. I'm not really a beer guy. Honestly, I just drink whatever. Because at the end of the day, I'm still going to, you know, get fucked up.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm still going to end up DMing some random girl and regret it in the morning. Like tonight.
Yes, sir.
She texts you back?
I don't know. I don't think so.
She's in the shower.
She's sleeping.
She's in those pajamas.
Right now, it's 30 hours, so don't expect
to reply. 30 hours.
Damn it.
We got to tell Josh it's in that pig.
What else is a turn off? Like a personality and like attributes.
Eyebrows, like if she got some bushy ass eyebrows, like bruh.
Hey, most girls take care of themselves.
Yeah, like, most girls take care of their eyebrows.
I rarely see girls that are like that. They don't take care of their fucking hair.
Yeah, for sure. Not with their hair, but with their face.
You know what?
Like, oh, you know, okay.
Eyebrows.
Their jewelry.
What do you mean?
You find that unattractive?
Attractive.
Oh.
Like, when they have
no,
jewelry,
you know what I find hella unattractive? You know those Hispanics that wear too much fucking makeup?
Oh.
Yeah.
Where they think it's cute, but it's not, bro.
They look like a clown.
I'm like, bro, like, maybe, like, just...
Hey, GR sometimes wear too much makeup.
Who's that?
You mean KY's friend?
Yeah.
K's...
Yeah, I mean, she's pretty, but, like, I feel like sometimes she wears too much makeup.
Who's that?
Like,
hold on.
Who, GR?
I don't know.
Wait,
did you say G?
What? J.
He said G at first.
Oh yeah, that's true. Oh, like, I feel like she has a natural pretty face. I mean, I've never seen it, but like, yeah. I feel like she does.
No.
She
like, without makeup, bro, she does not need it, bro.
She don't need it.
Like, trust me, like, I told you, remember last time? What I did?
But at the same time, like, I don't want to be that nigga that's like, oh, like, you know, I don't like makeup, don't wear it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, but like, we're gonna have our preference.
How did we not bring this up? I don't know, it's weird.
What do you mean?
Because like, when we're sober, I mean, when we're.
She bad though, bro.
Bro, there's no she's bad. She's yeah. Like, I'm not trying to like nitpick her, but she got DSL. Like, the.
I don't
know.
She got
a
nice plump.
Oh.
Oh.
For real? Okay. I've never. I'm about to search that bitch.
That means.
Oh,
and then like, she has what?
Like
DSL.
Like.
Oh. Bro, I've never realized that.
Bro, why'd you do it like that, bro?
Why'd you do it like that?
Why'd you open your mouth? That's gross, bro. That's gay.
Hey, no, I don't think so, bro.
I think she does.
No, she does.
What's
true, sure.
Bitch?
No,
right, Costi, she does.
She does for sure.
Nice, man. But I want to say dick suck.
No.
Whoa!
Ew!
What is that?
I would say DSLs.
Weird.
Nice lips though. Nice lips.
Yeah,
though.
She pulls.
Oh, lips. Bro, lips are a turn on though. Lips are a turn on.
Well, yeah, but they're not. You know.
Yeah.
There's some girls that got them.
Yeah.
KY posted something though.
Well,
they both deleted it.
Yeah, they both deleted it.
Hey, what's up? Do you have a fetish of some sort?
Braces.
Braces? You into braces?
Yeah.
Why?
Braces, low key.
No, they didn't. They just posted this.
JR had posted something of them together, like picture face.
Well, she always deletes that shit.
Wait,
why
into braces though?
Loki, it was a trim.
She always deletes that.
Yeah, like people put on fake braces.
When I was younger, like I always would see older girls with braces, and I feel like, oh shit, like you know, that's a baddie, you know.
Damn.
And then. I don't know. But now that I'm older, like, it's only the young ass girl that got braces. So now it's kind of like, oh shit, like, you know.
My child. Chris,
that's you really special.
Chris, what would you say is your fetish?
But I'm really into lips, bro. If she has nice lips.
Nah,
like,
bro,
a lot of things were like,
their eyes. Their eyes, oh my
eyes
god.
Too. I mean,
like, no? They can be brown. Yeah. But, like, they can be, like, brown and shit, but, like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know if this is a fetish. But, like, if they're wearing leggings or skirts, bro. Bro, if, like, but you know what I mean?
You nasty, horny little fuck.
Bro. I don't know, like.
Hey.
If girls got a skirt on, bro.
When they have that skirt on and, like, those black fucking.
Oh, no. You satanic.
Bro, who wore a skirt that, like, she posted like a skirt. Like, I don't know. Maybe she got it from a dress.
Oh, I know what you mean. The little short one.
Yeah, that shit is good, bro.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, girls, if you got a skirt on, bro.
You're asking for it.
You're asking for it, bro.
Nah, wait, what do you think about those girls that, like, well, I'm not trying to word it like that, but it's going to come out like that because I'm not trying to find those words, like the big words. Like, girls that dress provocative in our eyes.
Okay.
But get mad when we look at them.
Feminist type shit?
Nah, like, say, like, someone walks up, like, big ass, big titty, she wears some fucking booty shorts, and, like, the fucking tight ass shirt.
No, like middle. You know what I'm talking about? Like, she always wore some shit.
Emphasize her fucking body parts. Physique.
Matter, yeah. Bro. And then be like, when someone calls it out, she gets mad. Right? Last year or our junior year, whatever.
I know she wears a lot of wife beaters. Small ones, too.
No, bro. Yeah. She would... I remember at lunch, she wore this tight-ass shirt with, like, you know...
Middle-age.
Cleavage popping out. And then she called out one of our friends. I think it was Kay.
Maybe, because he's a
pervert. And then I was like, bro, you know, you asking for attention. You know what I mean? Like, so...
She's the type of girl that, like, will, you know, lean front to talk and squeeze.
No. I'll tell you an experience, bro. When I first started dating my
chick... I think
you chick,
told us when y'all went, when y'all went to...
Yeah. He rescued me, bro. He rescued me. Because the day before something, we went to a party.
H-Mart.
Like 2 days before, because I remember that was a 3-day weekend. Like 3 days before, I went to a party, you know, and I got like high off life.
Oh,
bro.
Okay.
I got high as hell. And my chick left with her best friend. So I was like, bro, I've got. Boy. What?
They're her best friend.
It
was a girl. My girl left with the girl because they went to go have a sleepover at her house, you know, rich shit. And I was like, damn, I ain't got no ride because I remember my homie was a ride. Chris was supposed to go. So then I was like, you know, at the time I was cool with it. You know, we were like cool.
Like cool with what? Like
each other.
But cool each other. You know, we weren't like
middle age.
Yeah, cool with middle age.
Because I wasn't like, you know, like hating on her like I was right now. And I got a drive, and then we went to Sonic, bro. We, like, it was a good night. I'm not gonna lie. It was a fun night.
Yeah.
She, like, at Sonic, she pulled out. She, like, broke her, like, mirror car. And then, like, the guy was trying to chase us down, bro. We just left. I got home. She dropped me off. It was good. And then she was like, hey, do you want to, like, hang out sometime? And I was like, yeah, for sure. And then, like, 3 days later, I think it was, like, a Monday because we didn't have school. Oh, no, it was the last week of school. So, it was a half day. So, I remember I had, like...
finals?
Yeah. So, that day, I didn't... I exempted my finals, so I had a free day, basically. So, I didn't go to school. And we went to H-Mart, bro. And I'm talking about she wore, like, you know, shit, like, asking for it. You know what I mean? And, like, the way she talked to, like, me and my homies is, like, you know, she talked like a bro. But with the time when I went with her, bro, it was like, you know, like
super,
yeah, super nice, super like, hey, like, you know what I mean? And like, in my mind, I was like, bro, we homies, like, I've never seen you like this.
Yeah.
Like, probably like, I've seen like, man, like, you kind of, you know, I like the body, but none like super like that. Especially because, like, you know, my homie. And then what's got? I was like me. I felt awkward. I told Lalo that day. Remember? I was like, bro, like I felt awkward as hell while I was eating, cause like she was like you know like
emphasis chest, on
yeah, yeah, chest up, you know, like talking like hey, like you know.
And hey, that day
he saved me, bro.
That day I was staring at them, bro, cause that day she wore like a super.
Was
low,
I not kid, right?
Yeah,
bro. I'm
now that
about
I remember,
super...
bro. Now that I remember, bro. I was like, damn, like, that's her girl. I was like, yo, like, she low-key. Like, not dope, but, like, you just, like, she had, like, you know.
Right, bro? And, like,
and I, bro,
Lalo
I,
saved me that day,
I
bro.
I think she caught me staring, too, bro. Because I was staring, bro.
Bro.
Because that shit was, like, really, really low. But I was like, ooh, what the hell?
Because, like, she, and, like, so, like, the reason I was uncomfortable was, like, because she never had dressed like that. You know, she dressed like if she was going on a date with a dude. That she liked. You know what I mean?
When she was talking, she was like squeezing them, right? Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it was just like, because I went with the idea of like, we just homies, we just chilling.
Yeah.
Like, you know, go get food. But like, I don't know. Like, she dressed like, you know, differently. And I remember.
A date.
Yeah. And I remember I told Lala, I was like, bro, you saved me. That shit was awkward as fuck. Like, it was like, hella like, what the fuck is going on right now? And then I remember she went with his girl and I went with him. Like, he took me back home, and she took his girl back home. I was like, bro, that's weird. I told Lalo, I was like, bro, you saved me, bro. Because that shit was awkward as fuck. Shit was weird.
Wait, what?
What thing are you talking about?
We didn't even go there.
I don't know, bro.
Oh, what did I tell you? When he was telling the story.
Wait, but who was he talking about?
Middle age.
Oh.
Bro, you know what
I
just realized?
It's still a whole neighborhood. I heard it.
Hey, you know what I just realized?
God damn, bro.
I didn't even hear you. I barely heard you.
But hey, you know what I just realized?
I'm done.
The girl I just DM'd right now, I just realized she's friends with the other one.
A-A-A-Y?
No.
Upperclassman?
No, L.
Oh, no, but L, you already know L.
But the funny thing is, I used the same exact line, I think.
But L was, I don't think she liked that no more. I think she, you know, I think she converted to bitchinism.
Lesbianism.
All right, what else? More turn-offs.
Okay.
I feel like there's a lot, but we're just not thinking about them.
Turn-ons?
Oh, we can do turn-ons too.
Turn-ons too. Turn-ons, I already said skirts, bro. If she's got a skirt, bro,
glasses,
you
messy
can,
bun.
You can, yeah, messy bun. Oh, bro.
Braces, nice teeth, nice skin.
Okay, teeth. Low-key teeth, you gotta have
That's important. Teeth. That's important.
You low-key need to have good teeth.
You need a
I'm
nice smile.
You need a nice smile, for sure.
Yeah.
I've always wondered someone who works out, bro. Someone who
I like that's
yeah, because if she you know,
cute,
you know, bro. I don't mind if she's got
out,
a little,
bro,
you know.
Like, I feel like when she gets older, like she's not gonna take care of herself.
You know, like those Hispanics that you know that like they kind of got like a little belly, but like it's nothing, you know. Gut, it's not like a gut.
Yeah.
You know, like you know when they look cute with the little crop top, you know, you can see the little tummy.
Yeah.
Like I like that,
I
but
think
like,
to a certain point, that's kind of cute.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you can see the little... They're not super skinny.
As weird as it sounds, it's like... It's confidence, bro. Mm-hmm.
Confidence, there you go.
Like, it's like a little tummy, you know what I mean?
I feel like when
but then they got an ass, so you're chilling. Mm-hmm.
Or they got tits. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I feel like this ain't really a... this ain't really a turn-off, but it's more like kind of man, like, come on now. It's like when you gotta reassure someone, like, not like you're like... You're like this. You're this good. Like don't worry about it. Like, when you put yourself down, I feel like it's like
look. If you ever trying to get a girl, and you want to bag her, make sure you reassure her, bro.
I mean, you're gonna have to, bro. That's how girls are.
Yeah, like you gotta tell her, like, bro, like I'm not like one of these bum ass dudes. Like I'm trying to get at you, and I'm like, you know what I mean? That's when girls are gonna make the decision, like, oh, he's really into me. You know what I mean? Like, if you're trying to date, you've got to reassure and be like, hey, I'm not like these bum ass guys. I'm not here to just talk. That's going like, to make a girl like, oh, damn.
Trying to be here for a while.
Wait,
yeah.
What do y'all think about, like, well, especially since y'all two, since y'all in a relationship, and since you brought it up, like you plan on marrying this girl, like, marrying your high school sweetheart, but at the same time, like, don't you want to experience shit, bro?
Yeah, that's why I feel like right now, I think that's why
it's
I feel like I got away with something.
But at the same time, it's like...
I mean, I feel like I would, but I feel at
like
this moment...
Like, you don't want to fuck up a good thing.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck up a good thing. And also, I feel like I can marry her. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like... Of course, like, we fight a lot, we argue a lot. But trust me, when we're together in person, bro, like, we don't argue. And, like... I have a great time when I'm with her in person.
Like,
that's how I know that it's like that I love her.
I feel like trying and arguing as I mean arguing and fighting as like yeah, actually trying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like there's no such thing as a fucking perfect relationship.
Yeah, that's what I've said. And she told me like the day I don't tell you shit is the day I don't like you.
Yeah.
And she tells me shit all the time. Yeah. If she was like, if I see you go out with the like a friend and drinking, I'm bitching at you, it's not because I don't want, like, it's not because I'm just a bitch. She's like, she told me, it's because I care about you. Like, there's no reason I want you to go every weekend and get, like, you know, fucked up with your homies. There's a reason I'm, like, getting...
Wait, does she not like when you do that?
No, she doesn't like when I do that. You know what I mean?
So, like, right now, y'all are official. Like, y'all together.
Yeah, right now, we're...
Okay. So, like, right now, like, does she know you're hearing shit, like, drinking and stuff?
Nah.
And it's like, but, like, do you hold it back? Like, cause you don't want to argue with her, or it's like you don't want her to worry.
Yeah, I just be saying I go both, but also I'll be like, oh yeah, I just went out with them. I don't tell them my full details.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're not lying.
You guys said the wrong thing.
I'm not lying.
You guys said the wrong thing.
You're withholding everything.
Yeah,
I guess.
Just say you're eating. I mean, you're
not. And the good thing about her is I know she's going to tell me. If she's done something, she's going to tell me. Because she can't hold it in. Mm-hmm. Well, right?
I mean.
Because, I mean, at least my girl, she's like, her family's brought her up with, like, church and religion a lot.
But her friends.
So, she'll feel bad when she's done something. You know what I mean?
Not, yeah, like I know, like, even if she cheats, like, she's gonna tell me, or either her or her friends are gonna tell me.
Like, I've told Lalo, like, if he does some shit, like, to his girl,
like, he's gonna
like,
tell
one
her.
Way or another, like, she's gonna find out because of him, like, I'm gonna boss him up to do it, or I'm gonna tell her. Because it's like, I understand, like, you're, what's it called, like, but, like, that's some fucking pussy shit, bro. Like, when you treat a girl like that, that cares for you, like, bro, like, just fucking end it.
Yeah,
you know, like,
there's a difference for me. I respect that, but let's say, like, I fuck up, bro. Let's say I get blacked out like Chris, and I don't remember what the
like
fuck
Chris.
I did, bro. And I don't remember what the fuck I did, but there's evidence of y'all saying I, you know, hooked up with this bitch or, like, kissed this bitch. I'm like, bro, y'all gotta forgive me, but I was blacked the fuck out, and I deserve, you know, to not tell her.
Look,
you know what
like,
I mean?
If I
knew... If I was, like, fully aware of what the fuck I'm doing, go ahead.
I feel like you have to tell her. I feel like you have to tell her, but at least I feel like you deserve a chance,
there,
though.
Like,
I feel like you need a chance.
I wouldn't let y'all get to the point where
that's
I'm
true.
Like,
that's
you're going to fuck your relationship. I'm like, no. Like,
If we're there and we know
like,
you're blacked out, we're not going to let it happen.
If I come out as that bad guy, I'd rather come off as the bad guy than fuck up your whole relationship where you've been, like, 2 to 3 years,
but,
you know?
Hey, but I feel like, if let's say I were to get blacked out, right? I had a girlfriend. I feel like it's fair to her to know. But the thing is, like, I feel like, if she knows, like, let's say she, like, knows for a fact I'm blacked out, I feel like she will give me a chance at least.
Nah.
Yeah. But it's like, she should, I mean, she has every right to be mad because I did get fucked up. I did put myself in that situation. But then again, I'm blacked out. Anything fucking
like,
happens.
No, like, but, like, look, I don't want to, like, sound like, say, like, you're sober.
Yeah.
And, like, you do it, like, either you tell her or I'll tell her. But if you're blacked out, it's kind of like you have to tell her because,
yeah,
like, you know, it's like, it's not my shit, but if you're sober, it's kind of like, bro, like, you're a fucking bitch.
Yeah, the thing about blacked out, though, is, like, you're kind of aware that, like, you're putting yourself in that situation beforehand. Like, you know you're going to drink, and you know that there's a chance that you're going to get blacked out. I feel like that's how it works.
Like, remember when Saul did that prank on us? And he called us, and he was like, bro, I fucked up.
Oh.
Like, he made Melissa text us, like, as a joke. He was like, hey, like, has Saul been with y'all?
Uh-huh.
And then I texted her. I mean, I'm gonna say it because it's like it's a prank and shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, he's been with us. I called this nigga. I was like, bro, what the fuck did he do?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, bro, like, if you fucked up, like, nigga, like, end the shit right now, because it's like there's no fucking point. Then I remember he was like joking around, because like for us it was serious, you know, because
yeah,
we didn't know. He was like, nah, bro, like, I still have feelings for her. And then I remember asking, like, were you good? Like, what the fuck were you doing? Like, I was bored, bro. We got in a fight. And I was like, bro, like, just end that shit. You're gonna fight and go fuck another girl. Like, just end that shit.
Now, I respect that. But if you were my homies, like, you know, I know Joshua's told me that if I've ever fucked up, he's on my side forever.
That's true.
And I respect that as, like, because he's been my boy.
Nah.
And for day life, and I respect that because I'm gonna do the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, I respect that a lot.
Nah,
what
like,
you just said.
I feel like you respect that as a boy, but as a man, like, that's a different standard, though.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
tell
but
a girl.
I mean, if my homeboy cheated,
you to tell a girl yourself.
That has that right there. Me telling his girl has nothing to do with me.
Bro, it has everything to do with you.
Now, if she comes up to me and tells me and asks me if he was my homeboy. That's a 50-50 chance. I might tell her, I might not.
I think it depends.
You know what
depends.
I mean? It just depends on me.
Well, it depends on, like, let's say you're, like, maybe, let's say you're like, okay, Josh, for example,
mm-hmm.
is dating a girl that you're really close with?
Mm-hmm.
Then I feel like it's fair.
Yeah,
but let's say she's, like, another girl that, like, she's just, like, you only know her because she's, like, dating your friend, right?
Yeah.
Your boy.
Yeah.
It's not up to you, but you would expect your friend to, like, man up and tell her himself.
Right? Yeah, like for me, if like I know the girl and like I'm friends with her, I'm gonna have to tell her.
That's fair.
But if he, it's just a random girl that he been talking to, you know what I mean? I have nothing to do with me. Yeah. I'm a, my business. He's keep been my quiet. Boy. He's been my boy.
But you're gonna tell him to yeah. like, hey, you gotta man up.
Look, say not it. Like I'm gonna set this straight right now. Like, say I did a girl.
Okay.
I fuck up.
Yeah.
And like I don't own up to it.
Yeah.
Like this is our record. I want y'all to tell her. You like, cause to? It's like, bro, like.
Nah, I'm not gonna tell her, bro.
I don't think I have the guts to say it, bro.
Cause she like. If I see her, bro, I'm gonna see her as a fucking clown, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, as a fucking clown, there's no way around it, you know? It's just like, it's true. You know?
I mean, for me, honestly, I feel like I don't have the...
The
ball. I think the authority to tell her, like, what happened, yeah. what didn't happen.
Nah, but, like, look, like, it's different. Like, say, like, you were to do something.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't go up to tell your girl. Cause yeah. I don't know her, but, like, and, like, I'm close with you, but, like... Yeah. Like, me and Lalo, like, not trying to sound fucked up, bro, like, we're on a different level, like,
yeah,
you
know what you mean.
It's like, you and Josh.
Also,
yeah.
I feel like, don't do it through text or call. Like, I feel like you gotta be them.
Yeah, like, if it's my homeboy Chris or Josh, like, it's different. Like, yeah. Chris is, like, he's known to, even if I fuck up, he's not gonna say shit. He's, because he knows that it's, she's nothing to him.
Yeah.
And he's my boy. You know what I mean? Right, Chris. Chris would never say.
If let's say hypothetically, if your girl would have text me, "Hey, did Justin do this right now?" I'm just a bullshit.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, I'm a bullshit
and come to you first.
Yeah, I'm gonna text you like, "Hey, what the fuck you do?"
Yeah,
and come clean. Just come clean with her, cause like it's gonna worsen out. You know, it's gonna be worse.
Like, but one thing I'm not gonna do. Let's say I'm like, "Oh yeah, I was with my boy Chris last night."
Yeah,
I'm not gonna catch him in a motherfucking lie, blindsided. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I'm gonna be like, hey, yeah, I was with Chris last night. And then she texts Chris, and then he texts me. And I'm gonna be like, say no more, bro. I'm just gonna talk to her. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna involve him more into the lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll probably just say, oh, I was just with him.
I think I still have the messages the way she texts me.
Who?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Shows, bro.
Saul? Saul's prank?
Yeah.
I feel like the microphone can hear Nalo chewing on that shit, bro. Sounds like a damn horse.
Bro, save the guac. I'm gonna put the guac in the fridge. I'm gonna put the guac in the fridge
and
tomorrow we can
chew on
that.
I'm
gonna
buy
it. How's
it say? Yeah. On the guac right now. No, bitch, you gotta save this one for tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're about to get.
Oh, tomorrow.
We're gonna get,
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Don't tell my ass. The first thing I did was I called and they were like, bro, what the fuck?
So I'd be scared, man.
Wait, why do you even have...
No, I don't have her saved or nothing. I think she had my number.
How did you know it was her? Like, how did she text you?
She said... Because
she asked about Saul. And I was like, who would I ask? And I was like, I just put two and two together.
Yeah, it makes sense. I had a good question, but I feel like it doesn't work out for all of us because, like, most of us are, like, virgins only been with one girl.
Wait, say it.
So, no.
How's y'all's first time, you know?
Oh, what the fuck, nigga?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Because he's like, are we really
gonna cut that shit off?
We know Joseph's. Wait,
Joseph's. If you're a virgin, say, like, first time jacking off.
I can't remember. Eighth grade, and I didn't do it until I was in ninth grade. That shit was so fucking weird.
I can't remember.
I was like other guys.
I was middle school.
Yeah, I was in middle school. Eighth grade.
I think I was in sixth grade, maybe. What? I feel like.
This is a matrix.
I was in fourth grade.
What the fuck?
Hey, let's give him credit. He grew a mustache in second grade. He grew a mustache in second grade.
Okay, what?
You didn't just say, didn't Josh say you grew a mustache
in fourth grade? For me, it was
fourth grade? Oh, my bad.
No, I beat my meat in fourth grade. What about?
So you grew a mustache in fourth grade too?
Oh, probably. I don't know.
So yeah, he grew into puberty in fourth grade.
Bro, no, I was in eighth grade, bro.
I think mine was 6 years. I remember in middle school, they would be like, "You beat me." Hell no! What the fuck? Like,
yeah, bro.
I know, like, hell yeah, I beat my shit like
that.
Like,
I remember
destroying that bitch.
Remember Abel?
What?
Me, him, and Ty, like, they were my best friends in elementary.
Yeah.
I remember they told a girl, like, "Hey, this nigga beats his meat." And I was pissed. Like, I was so fucking bad. I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
But I was pissed as fuck for like the whole week.
Yeah.
And it's just great. I started watching Guy Code. You know Guy Code?
Yeah.
From MTV. They were talking. That was like a topic. I was like, what is that? So I just tried in the shower. I think I was in sixth grade. Best night of my fucking
bro,
life.
Bro.
Best first, shower of my life, bro.
The first time I like busted a nut, bro, it was to this one milk.
It was clear.
It was
clear, yeah.
It was to this one milk.
Blank shot. And like,
I'll never forget.
Bro, it made me feel horrible. And like, I was like, what the fuck is this feeling? And I didn't try it until ninth grade.
Bro, the first time I did it.
Hold up, hold up. My first time, bro, I beat mommy to my teacher.
What? In class?
No.
Did you see his memories
in the restroom? Bro, she was a no, bro.
Wait, before she was bad
as fuck.
Before
to this day, like I'll still.
Bro, I was not gonna lie. There was one time a teacher that in elementary, I went to tips. So some classrooms were in the hallways, but they were like away from the other classes. Like they say that they would be in our room, but we would have an open classroom. Like they would close the door. And like, I don't know what the fuck was going through my mind. I was like, bro, they're fucking her. Like, what the fuck?
No way.
Bro, yes.
No way.
Like, I remember that. I was like, bro, like, what the fuck? Like, they're fucking, like, she was bad, bro.
Bro, hey, Cause, you remember Miss Ramirez?
Yeah, Miss Ramirez.
Oh, no, Miss Romero. Miss Romero.
Miss Romero, yeah.
Wait, what elementary y'all go to?
Leader.
I went to Tibbs, but this is a middle school teacher.
But it's a middle school, yeah.
Miss Romero.
Watkins. She, like, it was like a white lady. She was, like, young. She was from Louisiana, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Finest teacher I ever had. She was so.
Was she a history teacher?
She wasn't that fine, but she was white.
Language arts.
No.
I mean, maybe it's because she was young. Because we don't have a lot of young teachers.
Yeah, you're true.
She was fine too. No, but the one I beat it to was.
She was thick. No, you know who's the finest teacher I've ever had? Is Miss Johnson from middle school. Do you remember the white bitch? The white bitch? She was like 25, bro. Newly grad. She was a new grad.
Bro.
She was like,
middle school?
No, middle school. Our Johnson, our math
so,
teacher.
Like, curl. She was thick,
bro.
Like big ass titties, big ass, and like.
The one who likes elephants. Her favorite animal is an elephant.
And I
remember Carlos was in that class.
She would not wear bras, bro.
Oh, Miss Johnson. Oh yes, yeah,
she
great.
Was bad. She was like 4'10".
She was bad. I can lie.
Bro, she was bad. That's the baddest teacher I've ever had.
The first time I beat my meat. It was at my aunt's house.
Bro.
I was doing the weirdest fucking shit ever, bro. Okay, like, don't judge me. Like, you know where you put the soap?
Yeah.
Like, and they got like a little like rail over it.
It's about to be some Josh type
rail
shit.
Like that. I don't know if your restroom has it, like the big one, like where you hang the towels like that.
Oh, yeah, I got one.
But it had a mini one on the soap. I don't know what the fuck I was doing. Like, I was trying to like. Like, pretend I was fucking that shit. Because I would see the porn videos. And I'd be like, what the fuck is this? Because I didn't know how. Like, I didn't want to switch on how to beat your meat because I thought I was gay. So I would pull my skin back, bro.
Like a rope?
And I remember my tip, it would like, be cut a little bit. And I'd be like, damn. It would burn, but I'd be like, damn, is this how it's supposed to feel? I was like, that's just how I did it for a while. So I was like, no, I started doing that and that. No.
I remember, well, like, don't judge me, but remember I said I mentioned Guy Code?
Yeah.
You know that comedian I mentioned, Andrew Schultz?
Yeah.
You beat your meat to a guy?
No. They were talking about like beating your meat. That was the topic.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it was, but I was like listening. I was like, what is this shit? And they made it sound like drinking an energy drink. You know, like sometimes you just gotta like reload or refresh.
Yeah.
And he was talking about like different ways he did it.
Bro, we
he
might said have that, to stay here, bro.
He said one way was the octopus.
Nah, I can't.
He said the octopus. I tried that shit. That was actually the first time I ever did it.
When is that when you go to?
You head? Yeah, I was like going like this, like you know those things that like massage your head.
Bro, you know what hits? Two hands.
My dick's not big enough for that.
Two hands?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't get two hands.
We don't got like that, bro. Not like you.
Nah, like bro, like. Like, I don't know if this happens to y'all, but, like, y'all have different level of hardness.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, I
like, sometimes I might should be hard. I'm like, bro, like, is this the best you could do? Like, nah, like.
But they will be,
though. But there's times where it gets hard, and it's like.
Like I mean, yeah, you can't even move it at all.
I know what you mean. Because there's a time where, like, I've had sex, and then the next day I'm horny and I want to beat my meat. But it's not at that. Because I'm like, I just.
Look, y'all are virgins. Like the time.
I'm a virgin.
Okay, don't put it out there, bro.
Y'all fucking know. Like, Chris, shut the fuck up.
You're gonna put it out there.
I'm not a virgin.
Why'd you say my name, bro?
And you've gotten hard at that point. Was it the biggest it has been? Or, like, how is it, like?
Like, you know, because I don't be my shit every day.
Yeah, me too.
What?
Yeah, me either.
I mean, it's like every other day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But sometimes I go like 3 days. Probably like 3 days max out of the normal for me, where I beat my meat. That's Josh. That's Josh. Josh is like 6 times a day. But nah, there's like, you know, what if I beat my meat one day and then the next day I want to beat it, I'm like, you know, I'm probably not going to be as hard as I was the day before.
I remember, like, I did say...
That's why I think it's not healthy to beat your meat every day. I feel like, bro, like, I gotta...
It was, like, I said, like, 1 or 2 months ago. I think I was telling you about it, or I think it was the other Chris.
Because, like, right, it's not me that... It's only, like, man, you were bigger, you know...
Yeah, like, last you were bigger. Time, like, what the fuck is going on?
Right, yeah.
You were bigger last year.
Or, like, when you nut, bro, like, when you don't do it, it's, it, like, shoots out more.
Yeah.
And, like, when I don't do it, bro, that should be, like, I'll be on, like... Like, my shower is, like, from here to here. Like, that should be, like, it'd be hitting the wall. So, mm-hmm. I gotta move the shower head, like, to, like, wash that shit, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
It's just, like...
You didn't even hit the wall?
Yeah, because I do it in the shower.
Yeah, I do it in the shower because
I do do it in this position right here, but I'm like this.
Sitting down?
Hell yeah! All right, sometimes I'm in the shower like this.
Nah. I've been in the shower, put the shower head on me. I just be... Yanking it, bro.
Nah, or like I even do like a little like fucking like this, and like yeah, I'm beating my shit like watching the video. That's just me though, you know.
Yeah, I turn the shower on and just sit on the toilet.
No, I don't sit that.
I can't sit on the toilet, bro.
I do it on the toilet.
Cause like, cause the back shit, my back shit moves. The fucking like the top thing. So like sometimes, you know, I'll be going crazy on that bitch.
I feel like I'm calm, bro.
Sometimes I've done this in my bed, and my bed low key moving. I'm like, fuck.
Well, at night, like, you beat your shit out of bed, and your bed, and you're like, you finish.
Okay.
It's loud as fuck.
Have y'all ever...
I don't do it no more.
Have y'all ever fucked with, like, your family at home?
No.
No.
I mean, I don't think I did it regularly.
I've done it once.
I mean, I'm
a virgin. Yeah, me too.
I've done it once where I'm like, bro, like... Not my whole family was there, but, like, you know...
There's family members in the house.
I didn't
want some.
But like,
and like, I'm not gonna lie, that shit was really good. Cause it was like quiet, yeah. Covered her mouth, and she was like, bro,
yeah.
That shit was so
I
mad,
feel like
bro.
It's the adrenaline.
Yeah, like,
right?
My shit was so hard too.
But I feel like when I fuck, bro, I'm gonna be like hella like.
Regular? The spicy.
I guess kinky is a word? Like, kinky is like choking, like, you know, fucking punching and shit.
Okay, this is a question for like, what's the thing that. A girl has like that. A thing that a girl has done for you that turns you on like the most. What's something that a girl has done for you that has turned you on the most?
Whoa, that's a lot.
Like, have you ever had like an experience with a girl? What, like, she did something that was like, damn, that turned you on the most.
Like, make out. She like kisses me.
Yeah.
Goes down.
So like the dominant one.
Like, is there what you're saying?
No, he's like saying like.
Yeah, like no. What Lalo just said. Like is there an what?
The dominant one is there? What you're
saying? I mean, I guess, but like something that she does, like that, something that a girl has done, that like has like, you know,
like,
turned you on the
most. Or whatever, and yeah, then she like starts kissing you down, and it sucks it, and then hop on it.
Okay, mm-hmm. So starts it.
Well, I haven't done much, but I remember the last girl I talked to. Remember we went out, and she was looking at me, and she did this thing where like. Where she smiles and she like kind of like puts her nail under her like a tooth. I don't know if you know what I mean.
What a virgin.
That's fucked up.
But fuck you. I still like, but basically they smile, but they're like doing this with their nail, like their.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know what you
their
mean.
Acrylic nail. I don't know how to explain, but like.
No, but I think Lalo just hit the note for me.
What? That